If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We are waiting for Kobe Altman's press conference. Scheduled to start in 30 seconds, but I don't know when exactly it's going to start. So we'll find out here.
11.03, I told you.
11.03 is the guesstimate for Jeff Phelps. I'm going 11.15. Dan, want a piece of the action?
Isn't it cheating with the fact that it's in my ear?
Oh, does it sound like you're close or not?
I think it's cheating because it's in my ear.
Just give us a time, man.
By the way, before
do you think
he does
it's going to start closer to 11 or 11:15?
Press conferences on the Fan are brought to us by Montrose Ford. Choose click cruise at montroseFordAkron.com.
Again, we are waiting for Kobe Altman's press conference, and I asked Jeff this before too. Like, what do you think he's really going to say here? What knowledge are we going to get from Kobe? I believe that he's going to tell us about all the good things that happened this season. And
believe,
yes.
I like the hard V there.
Oh, that's all I am. That he will give us all the positives that we heard. And I just don't know how deep he'll get into the thought of what the future is for a lot of, we'll see what the questions that are asked and how tough they can get. And we'll see, where this team can go, because I do think they're at a bizarre crossroads with a team that had an outstanding regular season, as I've said, like 15 times this year, this show. And now you have to ask yourself, okay, how do we get better without, with or without changing everything that we're doing right now?
Most important thing I want to hear from him today, I'm sure somebody will ask him, how do you make this team better given your financial circumstances? And it's not that they won't spend. It's just so punishing if they do spend. And the lack of tradable assets in the draft. How do you make this team better?
I swear last week we had a guest on that said, you know, we sit here and talk about, well, they can trade, I'm just throwing out a name, Darius Garland for anybody, and that as long as the salaries match, it's good. I don't think that's true under the new CBA. As I heard that again today, and we normally, history would have said, well, if you can match up the salaries or get close, then they're able to do that. I don't know if that's true anymore, though. And I don't know, and that's why I'll be interested to hear what Kobe has to say about the cap restrictions and the apron and all these things that, you know, we tend to overlook when we come up with these fantasy-like trades that we believe are just going to happen over. Oh, yeah, Giannis is coming. There you have it. Kobe Altman's press conference from Independence as he breaks down the entire season. And, of course, the press conference brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. I think Kobe said a lot of the things we were thinking. We're going to talk about it, Jeff and I, when we come back on the other side of a 2020. So we had Kobe Altman's press conference for you right here on 92.3 The Fan. Yeah, I thought he said some interesting things, some things you wonder a little bit about. But for the most part, I think Kobe saw what the fans were seeing. There were points during the press conference I was like, huh. It's not that he admitted anything was wrong, but he said things that I think fans said, like being tired and, you know, trying to have a guy take the ball after being pressured 94 feet away all the way into the forecourt and then trying to set the offense. like Donovan Mitchell tried to do too. So I thought he caught a lot of the points that critics were saying about the team, that maybe fans were saying too about why things went sideways in the playoffs. And so when you hear him talk about mental toughness to get through the playoffs, that he saw that Indiana had, without saying that the Cavs didn't have mental toughness, but he implied that Indiana had mental toughness based on their failures of the past, and that's one of the things that his team needs to learn, especially when he came back and said right out of the gate, my average age is 26.8. So we're a young team. And
of the starters.
Yeah, of the starters. And of the point at the end where he said the championship window is open. We are not done. If we were going to change this, they would have done it last year.
They did change it last year.
With a coach.
With a coach.
Yeah.
Overall, I agree. I think Kobe said many factual things that I agree with. Their window's open. They certainly have a good young nucleus in their starting five. There are a couple of things that I thought, okay, not sure that I completely buy all that. Can I throw a couple of them at you?
Yep.
He said we had a bad week and a half. And he also said to not have Darius. Right, Darius was hurt. We know that. Missed some games with the big toe and probably wasn't himself. But you did have Darius. You just had an injured version of Darius for some of it.
Okay.
I mean,
which could have been said true for Evan and Hunter, too.
You had an injured version of Donovan Mitchell, and he played his you-know-what off.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So you're injured. Are you on the floor? Well, then I don't want to hear about your injury. If you can't go, then fine. But if you're on the floor, well, I don't want to hear about your injury.
Well, I don't know that the players were actually saying that. Are you saying you don't want to hear that from the general manager?
From anybody. Once you're good to go, if you're on the floor, okay. And my thought here is this. We had a bad week and a half, and to not have Darius. Don't just look at the injuries. Take a bigger look at this thing. You know what I'm saying? It sounded to me like, all right, we had a bad week and a half, and we didn't have Darius. Okay. Anything more to it than that? Because now's the time to reflect and take a good look.
Well,
right mix of players? Is this crew good enough to get you to where you want to go? Don't just say, and he's not going to say, we obviously need to make roster changes. He's not going to say that. What he vocalized, I get. I hope behind the scenes they're thinking, is this good enough to do it? Or do we need to tweak it? Or do we need a big change?
Well, they're probably going to tweak a little here.
Well, they have to. They have open roster spots.
But he also said that if they need to go over the cap, they will.
Okay.
And that they're not going to question that. And then, I should have explained this before we went into the press conference because, people talk about the aprons, like everyone knows what they're talking about. To be honest with you, I understood it, but I don't know that I knew the clear definition of it. I think you were the same way. Like, it's cap restrictions. It's things you're going to have to pay more.
It's the ability to do stuff once you reach a certain financial threshold.
Right. So I'll just define it for you just so everybody knows. Aprons are salary cap thresholds that, when exceeded, trigger financial penalties and restrictions on team actions. The first apron, which is a higher threshold than the salary cap itself, restricts certain exceptions and free agent actions. The second apron is an even higher threshold, imposes significantly harsher penalties, including restrictions on trade and draft picks. There you have it.
Another thing that Kobe said that I wonder about, I want to know what you fine fellas think about this. And he talked a lot about internal growth. Without question, guys get better. Mm-hmm. Boston took 7 years with Brown and Tatum. Except for one thing, guess what? They completely flipped their roster around Brown and Tatum. Don't forget that. It wasn't they stood pat. They flipped everything. I mean, they made major changes, but they kept their two key guys. And he said about the internal growth. Now, here's the question I had. Evan Mobley, he talked about Evan, and he said, still figuring out the higher usage part of his game.
Yeah.
Mark in Cleveland will call and say, he touched the ball a lot. Okay. That might be true. And if Mark is right, and he said, well, he got the touches, he didn't want to do anything with it, then maybe they don't have one of the best big men in the game. I personally think they do. And he's certainly great defensively. He was a defensive player of the year, and he averaged a career high in points, over 18 points a game, and like 9 rebounds. He has never, in his 4 years as a Cavalier, been any higher than third on the team in shots attempted, Andy. This year he was third. Last year he was fourth. His second year he was third. His rookie year he was fifth. I don't know how much higher his usage rate was this year. And they talked about that. Shots per game. First 3 years, 12, 12, 11. This year, 12.8. You want higher usage? Give the guy 16 shots a game. Let's see what he can do there. That's when I think you get good. And he even said, this team's going to go as far as Evan Mobley goes. He said it.
He did. And he said, we've always said it. So, all right, let's come back. Let's talk more about what Kobe Altman had to say. What did you think about Kobe Altman and what he had to say? Does that give you hope for the future? Or do you feel like it's as another year going into next season of, I don't know, they're going to get out of the second round? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jeff, other points that you wanted to make from the press conference?
I think Kobe's done a really nice job of putting this team together. They have some real talent. I wonder, you know, I look at the guys toward the end of the bench and other guys and wonder, okay, who is there who can help me? You know, I personally have liked the little bit that I've seen of Jalen Tyson. I've had other people who are pretty in the know tell me that he can't play.
Really?
Yep. I don't know that I believe that. I haven't seen
enough to make that determination.
Well, I haven't either. Yeah. I like what I've seen. I've had others who are in the know tell me that they don't think he can play. So I jury's out. We'll see. And, you know, the internal growth and everything. And you know, I'm the president of the Evan Mobley fan club, right? I don't think there's any question. I think he has some real ability. And Kobe's talking about the high usage, and I immediately gravitate towards shots. Dan said it's about touches and passing and everything else. Dan's right about that, except the only thing for Evan that really went up this year was his scoring by a little less than 2 points per game. Excuse me, a little less than 3 points per game. Mm-hmm. He jumped from 15.7 to 18.5.
Significant.
That's a nice step.
Yeah.
Yeah. His shot went up 1.8. From last year, he took almost 2 more shots per game.
Okay.
I just want to turn this guy loose. Let's see if there's something there.
But do you want them to design more plays for him, or what are you saying?
Well, part of it has to be on him.
Yeah.
You know, he has to demand the ball, get the ball, and do something with it. But his field goal percentage was down just a little bit. His three-point percentage from this year to last was basically the same, a little bit down. Free throw percentage, about the same. Rebounding, same. Assists per game, exactly the same. Blocks per game, barely up. In other words, other than taking 1.8 shots and scoring 2.8 more points per game, he had the same year with J.B. Bickerstaff and with Kenny Atkinson. Offensively, anyway, at least as far as the numbers go. I want to see the guy take 16 shots per game. And I don't think that's going to happen as long as you have two ball-dominant guards taking plenty of shots per game. And it was down with Donovan this year. He took fewer shots. Darius took a similar number of shots. And I like both of those guys. It's just about the fit for me. And if you can adjust the fit and say, hey, Darius, we want Evan to take about 16 shots per game rather than 12.8. And we want you to take about 12.8. Can you boost your assists 3 or 4 per game? Because we think that will make us a better team. And to me, that's how you grow from within. I just don't think Evan's ever going to bust loose when your top two scorers and your top two shot takers are two small ball-dominant guards.
Jeff is in University Heights. Hi, Jeff.
My own thought.
Good morning,
hi,
guys.
Jeff. Good morning.
So we're going to run it back with the core four again.
So it sounds like, is that what you?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
But Jeff, he's not going to tell us otherwise in a press conference. But he sure sounded confident about it, didn't he?
Yes, he did. That's true. Now, Jeff, I agree with you about Evan. I'd like to see him take 20 shots a game. I'd like to see the offense, run through him. And to a point earlier about Craig Porter Jr., Craig Porter Jr., yes, is a better defender. He can handle the ball and all that. And he's a better defender than Garland, but he's also 6'2".
That's correct.
So you still stay short and you lose offense. We're stuck unless, and this isn't going to happen, but unless you move Allen and Garland for Giannis, which isn't going to happen, that's fantasy land. So we're stuck with this, unfortunately, because we don't have draft picks to trade. And our tradable assets are the guys that I just mentioned, but then are you going to get equal value back for them? So I see this perpetual cycle. Guys, I hope that I'm wrong, but I'm not real high on Garland and Allen. I mean, I think they're good players. I just don't think they're championship-type players. If and until Evan Mobley becomes the best player on the team, if and until the offense is run through Evan Mobley, this team is not going to win a championship. I'm convinced of that. Now, they can go out and prove me wrong next year, and I'll be the first to call your show and gladly say I was wrong. But you're right, Jeff. You think about it. The last time a team won an NBA title where the best player on it was a 6'2", maybe 6'3" guard, where the bad boy Pistons was Zeke. Zeke was 6'1".
Yep.
AI got to the finals, but they didn't win. After that, there is no team that has won a title that has even got to the finals, albeit that Sixer team with AI, where your best player is a 6'2 guard. It's in today's NBA, and the comparison to the Celtics is not a good one to me because their two best players were 6'8 and 6'9. That's who they built their core around.
Yep.
They weren't building around two undersized guards. So we're stuck with this.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it.
At least that's the situation now. You know, and can you change it and, you know, make a trade? Sure you can. Can you take this and make it better? I would assume you can, Andy. But I honestly think there needs to be a shift in the slight pecking order of who's taking shots and who you're, like Jeff said, who you're running things through. I don't know that you have to run the offense through Evan, but to me, Evan and Donovan need to be your top two guys, man, your top two scoring options. And Darius, I don't even want to say complimentary role, just needs to play point guard. if you didn't have Donovan there, and let's say Max Strus was your starting two guard, okay, then maybe I want Donovan or Darius shooting a lot more. But Max isn't your starting two guard.
No.
You know, you've got a guy who's ball dominant playing two guard. I mean, ball dominant. Took at least 25 shots in every playoff game he played in against Indiana, or he played the full game. He's going to take shots. And if Darius is going to get shots, well, then that puts everything in your backcourt. And I just don't think that's the way to win big.
Not to let facts totally get in the way of the argument that Steph Curry guy's waving in the corner on 6'2 guards who've won titles and were the best players on their team.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have a 6'2 guard in the backcourt with him.
No, just wanted to make sure it was known that, hey, that Steph Curry guy still plays basketball and he's 6'2.
He still had some pretty good players around him, too.
Those Warrior teams were unbelievable.
My point has always been...
It was just to Jeff's point in the whole nobody under 6'2".
It was Jeff in University Heights where he said the best player.
Yeah.
My point has always been, show me a team with two ball-dominant guards in the backcourt who are shorter. And the only team that I could think of that won with those two as their key guys were the Bad Boy Pistons with Isaiah and Dumars.
Right. Kevin, Chicago Falls. Hi, Kevin.
Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Nice phone line.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to disagree with anything that's been said so far. I agree with, obviously, the injuries were the injuries, and they are what they are and whatever. And I certainly, you know, well, I'm sure we all of us Cavs fans, certainly hope Mobley can take another step forward and improve. That'd be great. That'd be fantastic and all that. But I haven't heard anything, and I've been waiting to throw this out. To some degree, I think Carlisle was playing chess and Akin was playing checkers, right? I mean, we had the one game where we switched over to the zone and that worked well. But the very next game, then Carlisle immediately made changes to go against that. And we didn't do anything back on that. And there were times when I was watching the game where Carlisle was only watching the subs coming in. And he would immediately call guys' names out to match up who we were putting in. And I think we talked of he exploited the Jared Allen guarding way out on the 3-point line over and over and over again. We made no adjustments. So certainly our players can make an improvement. I agree with that. I'm sure we can step forward. But I think our coaching staff could also make some improvements as well. And I think they could go back and watch these games and find some moves Carlisle made that were excellent moves and end up getting them partly was one of the reasons why they got the win they got. Great adjustments. He did a phenomenal job. And I don't think he's getting the credit of a coach. I know I'm not hearing it out there, but I think he did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, we said it right away. I mean, I thought the same thing that he just didn't. He did what I think Kobe said today about being battle tested and understanding the physicality and understanding about how to push the Cavaliers offense all the way in the backcourt to make it so you can't, you know, get the ball over the timeline in efficient fashion, and to be able to have all those knowledgeable things that you understood, that even if your roster, if you didn't think your roster was better than the other team on the other side, that you could get the most out of them by using the coaching ability to put them in a position to win. And that's what happened. Yeah, I think we agree on that, Kevin, that's what Carlisle did. He put his team in a position to win, and when he needed the big shot, he got it from the big guys.
Well, and not just that, Andy, I agree with that, but also let's give him credit for putting an offense together. You don't shoot 50% by luck.
No.
There were guys with wide open looks. So their offense was running so well that guys were getting complete wide open looks, and no one from the Cavs was even getting a face in the hand, no face guard, nothing. We were 5 feet away from these guys as they were taking the shots. So of course they were shooting 50%. So, I tip my cap to Carlo. I think he did a great job. I think he played chess against us, and, you know, I guess, you know, honor the guy, tip the cap, give him his dues. He did a great job, and so did Indiana. So hopefully
Thank
we can
you,
win.
Yep.
Next year.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Good call. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. 216-474-0092. Let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the Cavaliers. Might even talk a little baseball, too, as the Guardians had a rough weekend down in Cincinnati. Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com, next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.